Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Organizing Your Financial Life. In this session, we are going to discuss ways to organize your financial life. There can be a lot of paperwork handling your finances. Each month you have bills to pay, every year you have to file a tax return, you have receipts for purchases, and you will have important documents that deserve special attention. Having an organized system can save time and help you find something when you need it. First, let's talk about creating a filing system. Most people use file folders in a drawer or plastic storage bin to keep their financial records. Buy a box of folders and label them for the types of expenses you normally have and for other types of records you plan to keep. File folders are not expensive, so buy a box of them and create new folders as you need them. Once you have the file set up, you just put your receipts, statements, and other information in them. If a folder gets full, you can start a new one, or better yet, toss out what you do not need. Next, let's focus on paying your monthly bills. There are two general rules that apply here. Pay all bills before any late payment fees are charged, and keep accurate records. You will receive bills throughout the month with different due dates. To make sure you don't miss those due dates, pay bills twice a month. Consider the 10th and 25th of each month as bill-paying days. This schedule will help keep your life simple, and you will avoid late fees. When a bill arrives, give it a quick look to make sure there is nothing unusual about it and put it in a to-be-paid folder. On the 10th and 25th, take that file and pay the bills that are due. This is also when you should look more carefully at each bill to better understand how you are spending your money and double-check to make sure that everything is accurate. After the bill is paid, simply write the date and check number on the bill. Then file the paid bill or statement in the folder for that category. Finally, let's review what information you need to keep. Here are some general record-keeping guidelines. For tax information, there is a general 3-year statute of limitations. This means the IRS has 3 years from when you file your return to start an audit. Therefore, you need to keep documents that support items on your tax returns for 3 years. Each year, you can throw out the 3-year-old documents, but you will probably want to keep copies of tax returns forever. Some documents deserve special attention and should be kept forever. These include wills, powers of attorney, birth certificates, marriage documents, divorce or child care orders, trust documents, business agreements, military records, and other types of permanent records. Other documents only need be kept as long as they may be needed. Keep insurance policies while they are in effect or until a claim can no longer be filed. Loan documents should be kept until the loans are paid off. Keep deeds and real estate papers as long as you own the property plus the 3-year period for tax purposes. Employee benefits information should be kept as long as you are employed or until the benefit no longer exists. Investment records should be kept for as long as you own the investment, plus the 3-year period for tax purposes. Keep receipts and warranty information on major purchases for as long as you own the item and could make a claim. There is a great temptation to keep monthly statements and bills, but that is really not needed. Once you pay monthly bills like your rent, mortgage, and utility bills, there's no need to keep them. Your canceled check or bank statement documents your payment, and unless there is something special about the bill, you can dispose of them. Even though there is no requirement to keep credit card statements, you may want to save them for a few months in case there is a dispute. You may want to return an item, or you want to analyze your spending patterns. Some people keep every canceled check and bank statement for years, and other people toss most of them every month or so. Keep canceled checks that support any tax deductions and any that you think may come in handy. Otherwise, canceled checks can take up a lot of space. Bank statements are a bit different. You may want to keep them for some period, say 3 years or so, so you can document your payments for important items. Together with your checkbook register, you would be able to identify when and how much you paid for almost anything. Using these simple steps can make handling your finances easier. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.